Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This is 93.7 The Ticket.
Look at me short. Look at me short. I'm the captain now.
Three-time national champion, Vershawn Jackson.
Oh, I got a bunch. All alone is Vershawn Jackson. And Vershawn, he'll get it to the 24-yard line.
Coming at you live from the Copples Chevrolet GMC studios in the heart of Lincoln, America. On air and online at theticketfm.com. Here he is, Vershawn Jackson.
Ah, yeah! Yeah, we back from Wingstop. Yes. Yeah, I'm doing the Nick dance. Nick is enjoying himself at the casino. Hopefully Nick didn't lose a bunch of money and get too hammered. Hopefully he's being smart in his 21-year-old frame. He's being smart and he doesn't come in with a hangover. I talked to him this morning. He told me, yeah, send that over to Mark because I am chilling at the casino and I will not be at work. So, Nick, don't do it too big, buddy. Be smart. You know you got to work tomorrow. So you come in ready to go. Don't come in talking about I'm hungover and all that old crap. Forget all of that. 7754 says, I'm just a little bit younger than you guys, but was guitars and Cadillacs a thing in your day? It wasn't mine. I don't know if it wasn't yours, Nate.
No.
Remember guitars and Cadillacs? Yeah, it probably was out of there by the time you got here. By the time you graced us with your presence. Let me go with one more thing here. Let's see.
Guitars and Cadillacs.
Yeah, guitars and Cadillacs was like out on 56th and O Street.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It was a good time. I'm not going to say it wasn't a good time. So, Nate.
Brass rail.
The brass rail. Wow. You took us all the way back.
Right.
You took us all the way back to the brass rail. Really? Okay. So, Nate, you plan on being back for the spring game?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So, you know we've got our Decades 2022 spring game reunion and celebration.
Right.
Basically, it's going to be at the Rococo Theater from 5 to 8. Shout out to Steve Taylor, Terrell Farley, Irwin Sweeney, myself, for kind of helping put this thing on and help with it. But basically, doors are open at 5. It'll be a meet and greet and mingle. 5:30, we'll have welcoming Greg Sharp, voice of the Huskers. 5:45, I think AD is going to deliver the team prayer, or we're going to do the day-by-day. Team getting better and better. Team won't be beat, can't be beat. From 6 to 6:30, we'll have reunion speakers. Coach Steve Taylor will go first. Mickey Joseph will go second, and I believe Coach Osborne finishes up at 6:30 to 8 o'clock. To the end of it, we'll dine. We'll have food. We'll have fellowship, and we'll just kick it. And it's a players only reunion brought to you by a bunch of people. I think MP Dodge, Cornhusker Bank, TMP. The Football Letterman's Association, appreciate that, Georgia Choa, Valentino's, Ace Rent-A-Own, and Targeted Communication Strategies, Jim C. So we appreciate all the sponsors. We just picked up another one out here from Wingstop. So it's going to be a great event. And then after the celebration, we're going to have the Springchella. Springchella is going to be the after party. We'll have live entertainment. We'll have VIP suites for the players. If you want to get in on that, we'll let you know how we get in on that as well. and when tickets will be sold. We'll have different acts from Cooper Graham all the way up to Akil the MC. So it'll be about 7 or 8 acts. Be a fun-filled night, fun-filled day, and hopefully in the spring game we see some inspired football. Nate, is the spring game where you win or lose your job at Nebraska?
During my era, yes.
I mean, and let's just say we're getting back to your era. What would you like to see in the spring ball to have us turn the corner?
To hear some plastic cracking. You know, it's got to be some live action, man. You don't know a dog going to hunt until you actually put him in the hunt, right?
Mm.
You don't know a horse going to pull until you attach something to it. I want to see them, getting after it a little bit. A little one-on-one action. Ones on ones, you know what I mean? Ones on twos. Not two-hand touch.
So some real life, pass popping, neck snapping, hitting, tackling.
Classic cracking, yes.
Yeah, blocking, going on. We don't have to see it. We should hear it.
Right. You shouldn't have to see it.
You should hear
Those
pass popping.
You know if it's, you can tell if it's a 10-yard gain or a 15-yard gain or a 2-yard gain.
Do you think with all the rules I know the answer to this, but I want to hear from you, that the game is being softened down?
Yeah, and I get it. But you can't – everybody can't do that. Everybody can't practice that way. You know what I'm saying? When I got to Buffalo, it was Club Marv. Marv Levy was the coolest coach. And when we were in training camp, one day he said our legs looked tired, so we canceled training camp and went home and laid in our own bed.
Wow.
It was like 3 days into training camp. But it was an older team. You know what I'm saying? It was an old team.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, some people, if you go through the struggles of practicing hard, then you can take the foot off the gas and practice a little bit because it's more of a mental thing. But in college, you don't have the ability to do that because by the time one becomes a veteran, they're gone.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So you got guys, I'm playing with, James Lofton and Jim and all them cats who have been in the league 10 years already.
So it wasn't a thing. They were professionals. They knew how to play as professionals. They knew how to practice as professionals. So you didn't have to have physical.
When I got to Carolina, it was like going to high school.
Really?
Because a brand new team, Dom Capers, we going live every day, man. We were going live every day. Now, it's hard to go from a Marv Levy coach team to where you in shells and it's about cerebral football. Know your plays, know where you got to be, and then go to, where I'm smacking faces with Lamar Lathan every day.
Oof. So did you guys,
level.
Did y'all?
College level is one thing. Professional level is a different animal.
Right.
Sam Mills.
Mm-hmm. Did you guys go against did you go against another team? Did y'all practice against another team?
You know what? Yeah, we would go, and that would be your live. You know what I'm saying? Your really live stuff. We'd go to Pennsylvania and scrimmage Pittsburgh.
How was that? Was it fights going on, or what was that like?
It was feisty. It was feisty.
Yeah, because every time we went, when I played for Kansas City, we went against, I believe it was Minnesota. And, man, I'm telling you talk about bad blood, man.
Right,
I don't know if you should ever do anything like that.
Yeah, man, I mean, and I'm talking about a Greg Lloyd Pittsburgh defense. I'm talking about animals. There's some animals in Pittsburgh, man.
Who is the toughest defender you went against, you think?
You know what? Honestly, Bruce Smith is unbelievable, man. When he decides to play full out, you can't pass, you can't run, you can't do nothing. I've seen it with my own two eyes. And in practice, every now and then, he'll turn it up just to show people.
Just to show him what he got. So you think this is a game?
And now then he do it.
Well, it's funny because Sheldon Jackson, who went to Buffalo, right. He said to me, you know, I was talking to me, I'm thinking Bruce Smith was going to rip his life out. But he was like, man, they professionals. He was like, when I went to Buffalo, they was like, hey, young buck, don't be coming out here with that old you trying to make a name for yourself stuff.
All right, right. You get sent home. We were in training camp at Fredonia State, and it was a linebacker came through free and hit Jim Kelly. This is in the morning practice. Mm-hmm. Everybody was like, ooh. Check this out. By the time we got back from lunch, his lock was clean. He was gone. It ain't even wait, man.
Dang. Cut him on the spot. On the spot, Nate? You there, Nate?
Yeah, I'm here.
They cut him on the spot?
On the spot.
Oh,
my. We didn't even get word. Him to walk. Check it out. You know, you have to stretch down and into practice with your individual groups.
Yeah.
They're walking his ass in.
Oh, they were saying, oh, no, sir. No, sir, you don't get to stretch again. You go get your playbook and come on upstairs.
So where do you want this ticket? Because they're going to give you a ticket home. Where do you want to go?
Yeah, I did that.
Hometown, where you want to go?
They don't care where you go either. That's what's crazy. They don't care where you go. They don't care if you go.
No.
They have no cares where you go. All they want to know, where you planning on going.
Right, so they can get the ticket and get you up out of there. That was a big joke. Bing bong. You know when you get on the airplane, go bing bong. That's every time going bing bong. Fasten your seatbelt.
And let me ask you, the cut man in Buffalo, was he an ugly dude?
No. Actually, he was a good-looking dude.
Really?
And, like, you see dudes, like, you're in training camp, and, man, you see dudes, like, older guys. And this is funny, man. Dude's like trying to, like you hear banging in the next room in the dorms. Like, what are you doing? He in there banging on his knee on the floor trying to get his knee to swell up because, you know, they can't cut you if you hurt. trying to get up in the morning and go to the trainer like, and my knee swollen. If your
knee
swollen,
I just
can't cut you.
I just know everybody that the two teams that I played for in the NFL, the Seattle Seahawks, the cut guy was the ugliest dude I've ever seen. I never saw him until it was time to get cut. And then in Kansas City, it seemed like it was maybe it wasn't the same thing at Kansas City, but definitely at Seattle, man. I just got bad vibes with the cut, man. You know, who wants to be that guy? So I had an opportunity to be a claims investigator.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Later. For UPS. And basically what happens is you go out and you know, when they have accidents, the plane derails, crazy stuff start happening, right? People get ran over, whatever. You have to go, as a claims investigator, you would go investigate the accident, and then you'd be in charge of telling mom, dad, sister, brother, aunt, uncle, yeah, by the way, blah, 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 I didn't make it. This is what happened. I just couldn't – I don't want to be that guy.
Right.
They'll take a special kind of guy to be the cut guy.
Right.
He gives two nothings. He cares about anything besides get your playbook, Coach Osborne wants – or not Coach
the
Osborne.
The Grim Reaper, right. You see him coming. Hey, he walk into the locker room, everybody turn their back.
Nobody wants to see him coming.
You don't even want to look at him in the eye.
Right. Man, well, shout out to Bryce for coming up here, for Bryce coming up here doing them 35 push-ups, man. You right, Bryce. Iron does sharpen iron. And I could tell that you definitely been doing your push-ups. You wasn't just talking about it, but you was being about it. You was a man of your word. So appreciate that, big fella. He came up and did 35 push-ups for the $25 gift card. We got a couple more gift cards to give away. We're in the last 45 minutes. If you want to get up here and get a gift card, you got three different ways to do it. Either you can eat 3 to 5 of the Atomics. You can come in, do 25 push-ups, or you can answer the trivia question. So here's the trivia question. How many catches did Nate Turner have his senior year? How many catches did Nate Turner have his senior year? Nate, you know the answer to that?
Man, kinda.
Don't say it. Don't say it. Don't say it. I was just wondering if you knew the.
Yeah, it's kinda. Kinda know.
You kinda know?
Yeah. But you know what? I was more involved with the damn. So my junior year, Coach Brown implemented a scoring system for receivers blocking. And that's,
which
that's
I've
I'm
never
about.
Seen
I'm
to this day.
Man.
Which I've never seen to this day, but Lance Brown, you know, this must be where you were talking about where you got pancakes, you got.
It was a scoring system, like a touchdown, a blazer.
Blazers.
For a touchdown run, you make a block for a touchdown run, you get a blazer, a knockdown, a pancake. Or just a good play. Then you had negative. You missed the block. And that's I mean, earlier you were talking about, do you remember a game that you know, I just remember trying to break the record every game. Because I set the record. Once I set the record, I tried to break it every game.
What, for blazers and blocks like that?
For points in a game.
See, that's what I'm saying. I wonder why. Was I just not there? What happened? I asked Lance, how the heck did you get points and I didn't? Huh?
Maybe he had changed it by then, but I know we weren't getting them. He had to keep us, active somehow.
Yeah, because you know you wasn't going to get very many balls.
Right. So that kept my attention. And actually, it helped because that's what I ended up doing in the NFL. So.
Really? When you talk about your NFL career, because I don't think we dug into that as much. How do you, besides playing for Buffalo and playing for all those great, playing with all those great people and having a great coach, what do you remember about the NFL? What made it special to you?
I don't know, man. I think to me, I finally had an opportunity to showcase some shit that I didn't get to do, in Nebraska. Mm-hmm. So as far as catching the ball, as far as running the ball, so that's some things I've always been able to do. But then that ended up being something that was showcased more so, definitely more so in the league than in Nebraska. But mm-hmm. I think the main thing is the speed of the game is so different. I don't think people realize that. Like going from high school to college is one speed. Then going to the NFL preseason is another speed. Then going to the NFL regular season is another speed. And then going to the playoffs, it's just lights out, flash, like things flash. You know what I mean?
Mm. So you telling me it's another speed? There's another speed, and there's a playoff speed.
Oh yeah, it's a playoff speed, definitely.
Really?
Yeah.
Did not know it was a playoff speed.
Shit gets really serious in the playoffs, and shit gets fast, real fast.
All right, so I'm trying to pull you up to see if I can, answer that question. Text line seemed to know. They said, I got somebody from 6475 says 32 catches. Pecan
nope.
Pie, which was probably right, said
that one.
He said 32 catches in your entire career.
Right.
Okay, so Pecan Pie says 12 and Mr. Unlimited says 12.
Something like that.
I mean, I'm quite sure you guys are right. If you are, just show me what your give me the facts. Where you got those facts from, and then you can come on down and get your gift card. I'm down at Wingstop. We got one left, so Mr. Unlimited or Pecan Pie, whichever one of you guys get down here quickest, you will get the last gift card that we have, $25 at Wingstop. Get down here now, 50th and O. If you don't get down here now, come. Hey, Carl, what time we close around here?
Midnight.
Whoa! Hey, if you hungry and you it happens to be late, as long as it's before midnight, you can get to Wingstop and get chicken and more. Remember that. Open till 12. It's hard pressed to know some places that's open till 12. Hey, so listen, you can also.
Hey, I got a trivia question for you, the last one.
You got one?
I got the last one.
Okay.
What was against Georgia Tech, which was my best game ever as a Husker, what was my all-purpose yardage?
Meaning kickoff or whatever, you just all-purpose.
All of it.
You got the answer?
Yep.
Hold on a minute. Somebody sent the receipt. Pecan pie sending receipts. You had 12 catches your senior year. Beat me. I only had 4 my senior year. Okay, so, yeah, pecan pie. That's all right, man. That's all right. You guys, Mr. Unlimited says, sorry, I work till 4:30. Pecan pie says, man, I can't get work. I had a work meeting. I'm running now. So, I understand it. It's all good. 1914 says, LaToya, I'll pick up car at station tomorrow. Got locked into work. I don't know what that means, but help me out. What? So 6475 says 120 yards. Is that right?
Nope.
6475, that is incorrect. It's not 120 yards. Sider Heyman text line is open. 402-464-5685. Same thing for the Honda of Lincoln hotline. We are at Wingstop. Get down here. Order your chicken. You can order online. And you order online, we'll have it ready to go by the time you get here. What is the email address?
Wingstop.com.
Okay, you go to wingstop.com. Do they need to click on a certain location? Okay, so you go to wingstop.com. Pick what you want. It'll identify what's the closest location to you. Once it identifies that, boom, go to the closest location. Your food will be ready. What's the normal cook time? Okay, 18 minutes. So 18 minutes from the time you order, your food will be done. Get down to Wingstop and pick it up. So go to wingstop.com, and you can order food. They'll prepare it, have it ready to go, sitting waiting. And when you walk in 18 minutes later, you pick it up off the shelf, pay for it, get out of here. Really simple, really, 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 really simple, really, really streak. I love that aspect because that's just as good as takeout. Matter of fact, that's exactly what it is. So right. Wingstop.com, order what you want. You can pay for it online, and then all you got to do is come down, send somebody down to pick it up. If you get down here before 2 o'clock, you got about 37 minutes, and I'll still be here. Actually, I'm going to be here a little bit longer because I'm going to grab something to eat anyway and then get down to Coach Osborne's. I think Coach Osborne's turning 80. 85. Think about that, Nate.
That's crazy.
85, and he's still sharp as a tack. Yeah. The thing I love about Coach Osborne is, we loved to laugh back then, but Coach Osborne was the biggest prankster, jokester that there was. So I used to, my senior year, after I got my head kicked in, I would take a camera around my senior year. I had a video camera, the big bulky one, and I would just video camera everybody. I'm talking crazy. And so I go to Coach Osborne, and he's with Miss Nancy, and they're eating. I don't remember what game we're playing, probably Oklahoma because it was Thanksgiving week. And I'm filming him, and I say, Coach Osborne, what you got to say? And he said, I know this guy. His name is Vershawn, and he wears so much gold that if he jumped in a pond, he'd drown. I'm like,
that's over gold.
Right. And I'm like, I didn't think, hindsight's always 20/20, but I just found that tape a couple years when COVID hit. I cleaned out one of my storage units and I found a bunch of old tapes of me recording stuff. So I look forward to letting some of that out. But I said, Coach Osborne is the king of dry humor. Okay. So before we go to a quick break, 5-8. 76 says 260 yards. 9166, Rico, you can't get into this. Rico says 12 catches, 121 yards.
How much?
12 catches, 121.
Nope.
4352 says 144 yards.
Nope.
Brad from Baldwin says 136 all-purpose yards.
136 all-purpose yards.
Is that right?
That's the answer.
Ding, 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 ding. Brad, we appreciate that. Brad from Baldwin, he said, let me just put it to you deep. You had a 94-yard kickoff return and three punt returns for 24 yards. Well, no, you had 21 rushing, 24 receiving, negative three punt returns. We'll be right back. It's the Captain, live from Wingstop.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.